When museums have special exhibitions, what visitors don't know is that it takes years for the exhibit to evolve from a concept to the moment you're standing in front of that famous work of art. The Whitney Western Art Museum at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West just opened its new exhibit featuring the famous Western American artist Albert Bierstadt. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska finds out, the process behind securing loans is not so easy.
Between 1867 and 1875, Bierstadt painted three different but similar paintings portraying the demise of the American bison. Karen McWhorter with the Whitney Museum says the first one is titled The Buffalo Trail.
We feel that this painting speaks to the thesis of the exhibition. It speaks to our point, being that Bierstadt witnessed the bison being decimated in the West.
As the Buffalo Trail depicts the heyday of the buffalo, the next two paintings depict the downward spiral. Although academics aren't sure if these paintings were meant to be displayed together, for this exhibit, it hits the main objective right on the nose. Bierstadt didn't only paint landscapes, he also was conscious of the bison's plight.
This was his statement, saying, look at this iconic animal. I mean, even at that time, it was, it's the largest land mammal in North America. It symbolized the West in both its numbers and its uniqueness as a species. So this was his recognition of the bison being symbolic of the wildness of the West.
The second painting, titled The Buffalo Trail, An Impending Storm, displays the incoming threats to the bison, such as the railroad and an increased human population. And the last one, Western Kansas, well, Peter Hazrick with the Buffalo Bill Center of the West explains.
It's called Western Kansas because Western Kansas is where all the buffalo were being butchered by the buffalo hide hunters. In the year 73-4, over 3.5 million hides were shipped out of Western Kansas alone.
So altogether, Bierstadt is making a clear statement with these three paintings. During his lifetime, the bison faced near extinction because of the westward expansion. And this exhibit explores exactly this, Bierstadt as a conservationist.
A sort of wake-up call for America. America did not want to be woken up. They could care less about the buffalo, and they could care even less about the Indian. Bierstadt remained sensitive to these issues throughout his career.
Ideally, the museum wanted to show all three paintings, but only got the first one. The Buffalo Trail's permanent home is at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Elliot Davis of the Museum of Fine Arts says when McWhorter came knocking on her door to borrow the Buffalo Trail, she had different plans for it.
We're really working towards this project to look at Western art, particularly Native American art, at the time the Museum of Fine Arts opened our doors. And so the Buffalo Trail, being so well known in the Carolet Collection, was really essential to that project.
But she says every challenge presents an opportunity. So they decided to go down a different path and use another of Bierstadt's works. Yet, even though they were able to snag the first one, McWhorter says it's not unusual for a museum to be unable to lock down an important piece of artwork for a special exhibition.
Generally, the reason for decline loans is because an institution has already committed the painting to another borrower, or it's a central part of their interpretive plan. That was the response we got in a couple cases, and that's understandable.
McWhorter says because of this, curators have learned to be creative. They were missing two paintings, so they really have to think. How can they evoke the same message with just reproductions?
We've created this immersive audiovisual experience in which reproductions of the paintings will be backlit, and overhead you'll hear a narrator walking you through the paintings.
McWhorter says, in some ways, it's the best of both worlds. She says by creating an audio and visual experience, they were able to more clearly parse out the symbolism of the 19th century paintings, rather than leaving it up to the viewer to make out what it means.
Areas of the images will illuminate as we explore possible messages and meanings in Bierstadt's depictions of bison in the American West.
The exhibit runs through September 30th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.